Well, hey there, and welcome back to the Gospel Fuel podcast. My name is Tanner. I'm on staff here at First Family, and I'm joined this week by Brett. He's on staff as well and one of our elders. And if you haven't listened yet to the podcast, what we're kind of doing in this midweek refill is we're going along with our reading plan in 2025. And if you want to get that reading plan, you can go online to our website, firstfamily.church, and go to resources. And there's just a tab there that says Bible reading plan. So we're in week five. And
Week six.
So we're going along and just pulling a nugget from that week's reading. Hopefully you're reading along with us, and we're going to share kind of a nugget from someone that's going to join me on the podcast, and we're just going to kind of discuss it in 5 to 7 minutes. Hopefully it's an encouragement to you in your walk with Christ and encourages you to keep engaging with Scripture. So yeah, Brett, what do you got for us today from this week's reading?
What hit me the most and was just a good reminder for me was in Exodus 20, which is a pretty familiar passage for a lot of us because we've, you know, been able to recite the Ten Commandments for a long time.
Did you grow up like learn the Ten Commandments?
I mean, I think
just, like I did.
I don't know, like my parents weren't like, all right, you know, wasn't like our catechism.
Yeah.
But I think just like in Sunday school and places like that, like you learn like, you know, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, do not, you know, have no other gods before me.
Yep.
But it wasn't until I was probably, I don't know, out of college for just a few years, that I heard someone talking about the Ten Commandments, and then even just being back in that passage this week and reminding myself that even though they're principles to live by, because of Jesus and what he's done for us, we actually live under just two commandments and how, when he lays out, he's asked by the disciples later in the New Testament, like, which is the greatest command? And they're referencing, you know, everything that's happening in Exodus 20.
Right.
They know, they've read. And his response when he says, you know, I give you a new commandment, and then all that follows with the new covenant, and just realizing that everything in the Ten Commandments is summed up in love God and love others. There's no way you could violate a piece of the Ten Commandments and still be keeping the two greatest commandments. And there's nothing you could do that violates the two greatest commandments that then would still let you slip in and still be good with the Ten Commandments. So just to see how, even though in the New Testament, Jesus says he's giving a new commandment and it is a new covenant, he's not going against his own word that was written thousands of years before that. And just to, for me, that's just, I think, just such a good simplifying help, and not to try to be simplifying the Bible or try to throw out the Ten Commandments. I know some people have said, like, you know, we need to detach from the Old Testament. I'm not saying that, but just to think about it in the sense of everything in the Ten Commandments is summed up in love God with all that you are, and love other people as yourself. I feel like that's so simple just to live in every day, whatever decision you're faced with, running it through those two filters. Is this decision going to be a decision that loves God? And is it going to love other people the way that I love myself? I think that's just, for me, I feel like that simplifies it a lot. And also, a lot of my world is just consumed with parenting. Helps me think about simplifying it to my kids. Rather than a list of 10 things that I want them to follow or do or obey, it almost like gets to the heart of it a little bit more. Well, why do I not want you to covet or envy? Well, that's because that's not, first of all, loving God and being grateful for what he's given you. Second of all, that's not loving other people the way that you love yourself. So I just feel like it's so cool to see those two things. They're the same thing expressed differently, I think is really cool. And just another reason why the Bible is so awesome, supernaturally written, supernaturally preserved, and no other book in the world could have two things written so far apart and yet work together so well.
Yeah. And the Ten Commandments even breaks down in that way you're describing too. I mean, the first four are generally connected to God and vertically, and the last six are generally connected to horizontally relationships and people. In a broader sense, I think you also see, I mean, as the Gospel Fuel name of the podcast, I think you also see like Jesus came to fulfill the Ten Commandments. So you also you see that like it's different, but it's the same. But you also see like Jesus knew his people couldn't keep Ten Commandments, and Jesus knew we can't love God and love others perfectly. But he came to do that for us. So you look and you just see like, man, like, you know, you read that as a kid sometimes and you go, it's really daunting. Like, I don't think I can do those, especially when Jesus comes along and says, do not murder. But he comes along and makes it worse and says, like, if you're angry, you're basically murdering in your heart. And you're like, I really can't keep this. But Jesus is basically, you know, he's like, yeah, I know. I can though. And I did, and I will. So I think that's just it's a really cool picture of the gospel there in multiple ways too. It's just, I think it's a good reminder for all of us. Like, there's so much to be mined in scripture. And, you know, you have people that are 100 years old and they've read the Bible their whole lives. And they're still like, man, I love scripture. I'm still finding new things in it. Just hopefully an encouragement to all of us just to keep digging in God's word. It's inexhaustible. Mm-hmm. And we'll find Jesus all throughout it if we just keep looking for him.
Amen.